Hey, good afternoon. Thank you all for coming. And first, I wanted to acknowledge my co-authors, Drs. Diane Knight and Steve Shurtleff from the University of Saskatchewan, and Dr. Martin Enns and his PhD student, Caroline, at the University of Manitoba, who have helped me work on their project. Just in case, for those of you who don't know, the Prairie Provinces are sort of the breadbasket in Canada, and it's where most of the cereals, pulses, and oilseed crops are grown. There's actually a large and growing number of organic farmers in this area, and they're farming on fairly large-sized pieces of land. Farms, organic grain farm may range from about 2,000 to 5,000 acres. And so these grain farmers rely mostly on green manures, or might be referred to as a plow down here, for building their soil fertility. And one important difference to note, in the prairies in Canada, an entire season, growing season, must be devoted to growing a green manure crop, unlike some of the warmer climates in the U.S., where you can grow sort of an overwintering cover crop. So the main concerns that the growers have is weed control, as has been mentioned a lot, and also soil moisture, because it is a semi-arid climate. And as has been mentioned over the past couple of days, a common criticism for organic agriculture is excessive tillage. So there is an increasing interest in conservation tillage strategies amongst organic growers, but there's also concern around the feasibility. And so, therefore, it's necessary to find both green manure crops and termination methods that will optimize nutrient availability, soil moisture conservation, weed control, and maintain a profitable yield. So for those who were part of the symposium yesterday, you heard a lot about the roller crimper and its role in conservation tillage. But just briefly, for those who do not know, the roller crimper is an implement. You can see it depicted down here, that basically kills a green manure crop by rolling over it and crimping the stems, and it creates a mulch on the soil surface. And the advantages of using the roller crimper is that this mulch reduces evaporation, and it also increases weed suppression, and it also facilitates direct seeding, because the roots of that green manure are still anchored in the soil. And studies have shown that it's a reduced energy cost by using the roller crimper versus tilling or mowing your green manures. Now, most of the research that's gone on with the roller crimper has been in the States, and particularly in areas with longer growing seasons. And we are here in the, or not right now, but in the Canadian prairies, which, going from left to right here, is Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba. So it's actually at the northern tip of the northern Great Plains. To the south, you'd find Montana and North Dakota. And so this area is characterized by a very short growing season, and extreme weather conditions. So you could have a winter day with minus 40, or a really hot summer day above 30 degrees Celsius. But a typical, daily temperature during the growing season would be around 15 degrees Celsius. And the precipitation, it increases slightly from Alberta to Manitoba, going from semi-arid to subhumid, but the typical rainfall, for example, in Saskatchewan is 350 millimeters per year, with two-thirds of this in rain in June and July. So during my master's, I'm interested in looking at the applicability of the roller crimper to these prairie provinces. And I'm doing this through three different projects, and I'm specifically looking at soil nutrient availability. But for the purpose of the talk today, I'm just going to focus on one project, which is in Carmen, Manitoba, which is approximately here. It's in the black soil zone, which would be referred to as a mollisol in the U.S. Oops. Now, this is a randomized complete block design. It's a fairly simple experiment, just two treatments, either rolled or tilled with a double disc. and four replicates. Now, the difference with this project, as opposed to what we've been talking about yesterday with the roller crimper, where the goal that people spoke about was eliminating tillage in the green manure phase, this project actually, the goal is to sustain no-till for organics. So this is in its third year, and the last time it was tilled was in 2008 for the rolled plots. Now, just to give an overview, so it's in its third year this year, and in the first year, a green manure crop of hairy vetch and barley was grown, resulting in a total biomass at the end of this season of approximately 7,500 kilograms per hectare, which is a pretty good mulch, and this is just a picture of it. You can see pretty good coverage there. In the second year, flax was seeded directly into that residue, and while the yield was lower with the roll on the rolled plots than the tilled plots, but it wasn't a significant difference. And here's just a picture depicting after the flax had been harvested and rolled, the residue on the rolled plots. So then in year three this year, 2010, oats were seeded quite early because due to, there were higher weeds in, well, they're just to compete with weeds, we went in and seeded in April. So it was seeded quite early for the prairies. And then they were harvested in August. And this is just showing, this is a picture 1 week after harvest. And so the tilled plots were tilled 1 week after harvest. And you can see on the left here, the tilled, very clearly different from the rolled plots. And I don't actually have the data for the yield, so that's pending. I can't tell you that. But then also after those plots were harvested, a combination of different crops was sown as a catch crop for the purpose of sort of trapping the extra nutrients and moisture that would be around. Now, this would only happen in Manitoba. It wouldn't be possible in Alberta, Saskatchewan due to limited moisture, but in Manitoba, because it was harvested so early and there was still quite a bit of moisture, a catch crop was sown. So this is just showing germination through the tilled versus rolled plots. Now, the hypotheses for this experiment that I proposed were that after 3 years, there would the rolled plots would display a nutrient stratification in the upper layers, and this is in comparison to the tilled plots, where I would expect to see more homogeneity throughout those layers. And also that the tilled plots will have higher available nitrogen than the rolled plots, and if there was lower available nitrogen in the rolled plots, it would actually correspond with a higher microbial biomass in those same soil layers. Now, I only became involved in this project this year because it actually is in Manitoba. So the sampling that I conducted was in early spring, characterization down to 120 centimeters just to get a background nutrient level. And then I went in mid-May once the oats were already growing to collect specific small increments that to be used for microbial biomass. At the end, once the oats were harvested, we took hand-harvested meter-squared quadrats for nitrogen and phosphorus uptake. And then I also went in and sampled 1 week after the oat harvest just for a second set of those small increments to be used for microbial biomass. Now, these are some preliminary results, and just to show, just to get an idea going into the third year, was there were there differences in nutrient availability between the rolled and the tilled? And this is on the left available nitrate and on the right available ammonium. And these are measured using a KCl extraction. And we can see there's no difference between the two treatments. There is a difference with depth, but that's it. Now, in these are the smaller, the surface samples taken mid-May. You can see the different depths here, and both the ammonium and nitrate follow the same trend, and therefore I put them as inorganic and combined in the left graph here. And make sure you note that the axes are different scales. And so, but on the left we see there's no difference between the rolled and the tilled again, but there is a difference with depth and also with phosphorus. There's no difference, but you can see that it decreases with depth. Now, on the surface, for microbial biomass, carbon on the left here and nitrogen on the right, again, the scales are different. Again, no difference between the treatments, and it actually follows the exact same pattern as the inorganic N. So just to summarize these preliminary findings, there was no treatment effect for available nitrogen, phosphorus, or microbial biomass, carbon, and nitrogen. And they both, and what was interesting was that the microbial biomass followed a similar pattern to available nitrogen, whereas I would have expected if you found a deficiency or less available nitrogen, you might have found it tied up in the microbial biomass nitrogen instead of them following the similar pattern. And there was also no treatment effect on stratification. Although we did see differences in depth, it wasn't any different between the rolled and the tilled. So this, what it sort of highlights is that after 3 years, there actually is no negative impact from rolling in terms of available nutrients. And that also, there's also no positive impact. Like if you consider microbial biomass an indicator of soil quality, rolling versus tillage does not make a difference, whereas you might have thought that rolling would perhaps have a positive impact on soil quality. And effect on oat yield is yet to be seen, so I'm not too sure about that. Now, in the leading up, I'm still have to look at microbial biomass phosphorus and then those post-harvest samples, so there may be some differences seen there. And I just wanted to highlight that you must consider the importance of economics for the adoptability of this in the prairies. For this project, the crops had to be rolled more than once. And is it actually feasible for a farmer? You might get energy savings from rolling versus tilling, but do they want to go in there two or three times over a season? So hopefully with a study that crosses these three provinces, we might get an idea of is it applicable in any of those provinces and to what degree? And I just want to acknowledge my funding and my lab. Thanks.